RDI Diamonds, New York. Nick speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, make a feather.
Hey, how are you?
Oh my gosh, it's been a day.
I wanted to send you, I couldn't. They didn't. They don't have the option on Facebook Messenger. There's a little meme or whatever of Spanky from the Little Rascals, like sitting there, kind of like tapping his fingers. And I wanted to send it
just
to
waiting.
You, and I'm like, "Yep, okay, I'll figure it out when I figure it out."
So I really did give some careful consideration to what you said, and then, you know, I was like, all right, I need to chill a little bit and let's approach this a different way. So then I had the telephone number for not like at the concierge desk, but like group information, group benefits, group meals, things like that, because I was gonna have to book some specialty meals for everybody. So I tried to call that number. No luck. It rolled me to somebody else, hung up. So then I was like, all right, let me log in and kind of see all the different accommodation options. And they went through like the cottages and the houses and the condos and the rooms and everything. And it indicated on the line as though they had availability. Like you could just book a room, right? But I know David said that he went to someplace else and they said, no, you can't. It was full. They didn't show any availability. So I called the master reservation number for the whole resort, talked to a lovely lady, and she said, you know, what group are you with? And she's like, okay, just a minute. She checked, and she was like, well, I can't make reservations for that group. I said, no, I have two reservations through that group, but I need three more rooms. And she says, let me see if they have a lock on it. And she said, they don't. She said, as a matter of fact, they're one of the few organizations that, although they have a whole group coming, we still have a block of rooms that we can give to whoever we want. And basically when the reservation time shuts down for IJO, they go to the hotel and say, hey, this is how many people that we have that want to come into the resort on that day. And the hotel says, well, you wanted X amount. This is how many we have. And, you know, we booked everything else out and there's no more left available. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're stuck with the number that they get. And some people get turned away or they put on a wait list and they don't know what they're going to get until they turn in all the reservations.
Oh.
But if you go around them, you can book up any available rooms they have left.
Interesting.
And that's what I did. She says, we only have five available. And I said, I will take three of them.
That is wonderful. That is a great outcome. I love it.
It was a good outcome. It ain't good news for IJO, I mean, really, because they've got people on a wait list, and they're going to go, okay, like we would like this many rooms, and the hotel's going to now say, well, instead of 100, you get 97 because that's left because I took three.
Well, that's neither your
but
that,
problem.
That's
not really
pitching,
my – I went to go problem solve, and I problem solved.
Yeah, I love it. As a matter of fact, I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't think of that myself, and I'll tell you why. We already did that. Already I did. I did not know – that we are limited to two. It never dawned on me. It wasn't until you just started saying it, I'm like, why does this sound so damned familiar? So
you're limited to two rooms.
We are limited to two rooms, and I spoke to the girl that helps me out within RDI. She, like, I don't set basically I'm like, here, these are the things that I need for my crew going to this show. I need this going to this show. You know, I don't want to say she's my assistant, but she's my assistant. And so when the registration came, she literally called me and she's like, okay, who do you want to take because you're going to have to split rooms. I went, I'm a full-ass grown adult. I'm not splitting a room with anybody.
Right.
But again, and where I can draw the line is, I don't care if I'm sitting at the Motel 8 down the road. It doesn't matter to me. So long story short, she's like, okay, let me figure this out. And she did 100% call me back, and she's like, I called them specifically. I just circumvented IJO. She's like, we just reserved the rooms. We didn't reserve the rooms under IJO. They had open availability. So if I was just Joe Schmo coming in from Rochester, New York, I could still stay at the resort. We just got two more rooms that way. And I went, oh, okay.
Yep.
In our conversation, it never dawned on me to suggest that. So I must have not had enough coffee in me, because I literally did the exact same thing not a month ago. So, good. I'm glad that you thought that out, and I'm glad that works to your benefit. So, perfect. Problem resolved.
Yeah.
And now you can,
yeah,
by calm of the day,
mm-hmm,
now you can
revisit the conversation with all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I really...
I do think gently needs to be had, you know? And, cause, and it's not pointing fingers that way, because had I known better, I would have directed my... I would have thought about it in advance, too, and be like, okay, well, wait, we're not just talking about my perks for, like, you know, you get the VIP brunch or whatever. Like, it just, it didn't even occur to me about the limitations of the hotel rooms, just like I'm sure it never occurred to him about the limitations of the hotel rooms. Neither one of us really said anything, right?
Right.
Yeah. But, I don't know. You know, everybody likes to think that they're special, and I am, but I'm not, right? And I get what you're saying. Like, they make an exception. If they make an exception, it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. Yep. Because on an individual basis, no. Is that big of a deal? No, absolutely not. Absolutely. All are welcome. Let's go. Let's, you know, have a good time. But then again, when you know, and I mean, I deal with this all the time with our events, and everybody wants to, you know, oh, my jeweler's coming on Friday. Can we give them that room too? Okay, it ripples, and it really does. And it's, you know, I try to explain to everybody, as individuals, we kind of move like speedboats. If we're on a lake and we want to take a sharp right-hand turn, we can do that in a speedboat. But now turn yourself into a cruise liner. You can't take an instant right. You need to kind of, it's got to be gradual. So group versus individual, mm-hmm, something, and one has bigger consequences than the other. So, but I usually try to find the solution, and I'm really genuinely embarrassed that I didn't come up with that one for you. So good for you. Good on you.
You just did it too. Oh my gosh. Funny.
So
yeah,
cool.
And I don't know too many other people will be able to, because, like she said, like they don't have many that they just have available. And I know when David looked online, he was like, no, there's nothing available.
In this particular case, yeah, I wouldn't look back.
Yeah.
I can't worry, you know. Again, in one of our seminars, you know, one of my seminars that I took one time, I was in a group and I had a team, and it was an elongated one, but there was a task. It was, the question was posed to you is, you're in a situation with the two people you love the most, and it's a dangerous situation, danger is coming, who do you save first?
Well, that's the worst question ever, but I've heard that. I've heard ones like that, yeah.
Do you know what the right answer is?
What's the right answer?
Yourself.
Know.
You save yourself first, because if you haven't saved yourself, how do you possibly save the other two people? You have literally no chance to save. So my point being is, you got your rooms. Don't worry about what tomorrow's problem for somebody else is. It's not your problem. Move on.
So
good for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what I know. I thought I'd give you an update.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know of anybody else, or there's any other retailers or stuff like that you know of, or they want an extra room or two. Like I said, I don't know how long that would be available, but
yeah,
if there's one or two.
If I hear something, I'll remember it this time. But yeah, usually people don't get that detailed with me when it comes to who's doing what and where. So.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. All righty then. And.
All right, and then I've got
Michelle
a new memo.
Yep.
She absolutely did. She said she's sending some stuff back to me, and I'm sending new stuff out to you guys.
Yeah, we got a little bit figured out, and then just the wheels fell off the wagon today. So it's just been crazy. Not good crazy, but crazy.
All right. Well.
So.
Good.
Crazy's
not bad. You're gonna get one package tomorrow, and then the other package will go tomorrow. You'll get one package tomorrow, and you'll get the other one on Friday.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.